You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
World Today on Radio Islam International. South Africa's tourism industry was dealt another devastating blow over several countries, including the UK, several European countries and Japan imposed travel bans on the country. This came at a time when the tourism industry was just getting back on its feet. The countries banned all flights from South Africa after the announcement that a new variant of the coronavirus, dubbed the Omicron, was discovered. It is estimated that it could cost the economy tens of millions of rands. We discuss with a tourism lecturer at the Tswana University of Technology, Unathi Hanama. Unathi, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to our listeners.
Unathi, tell us, how much of a blow is this to our tourism industry?
I describe this as, you know, tourism's Hiroshima. You know, just about when we're about to recover, you know, then this happened, you know, destroying hope, making tourists to scramble, to run out of a country. So it's actually very, very bad news.
Yes, I think we cannot overstate. We know that we were a deluge of cancellations following the announcement of the travel ban from different countries, including to places like Kruger National Park. How dependent is our tourism industry on international visitors?
I think if you look at the fact that our economy has been decreasing for the past 5 years, it has also impacted on the amount of domestic tourism we're getting as a country. So the tourism value chain is not totally dependent on domestic tourism like China is, you know. So there are few people who are employed, so which makes us dependent on a lot of regional tourists, a lot of tourists from the African continent and also international tourists.
Yes, certainly. Will the picture change should the bans be lifted within a week, as some experts are suggesting?
I doubt, because what you must understand, the African continent has what we call the neighborhood effect. When there was an outbreak of Ebola in West Africa, you know, it had an impact on tourism arrivals to South Africa. So I think that we need to leverage brand Africa at times like this, because we must speak with a unified voice and indicate where the challenges are, so that we are not painted with the same brush. But unfortunately, we've been unable to harness the African brand, so we are going to suffer as people will be skeptical of coming to visit Africa.
Do you see this as the final nail in the coffin for many smaller popular travel companies and destinations, which also means massive job losses with people such as tour guides, receptionists, cleaners being laid off?
It's going to be that reality, unfortunately. This is a period of bad news, because remember, even last year we lifted the regulations very, very late, so we could not get a serious peak in visitors, because already people had already chosen other destinations. And right now, these news, I mean, we could have communicated this far better. These news obviously put a nail on a sector which is the second biggest in employment after mining, the second biggest GDP producer after mining. So this is bad news.
Yes, certainly. Is this an opportunity for South Africans to start exploring our local tourism industry?
Yes and no. How do I explore my country when I'm poor? I don't have the means. So the only way to have a sustainable recovery of the tourism industry is to create jobs. You know, let's look at sectors where they be able to create jobs, and then that will have a positive impact on domestic tourism. That is how China became this great success story in domestic tourism. They created so many jobs that people then wanted to travel and started traveling within their own country, and then became the most important outbound market in the whole world because of having so many jobs available on the mainland.
Yes, I think that is the market that we need to tap into. Thank you very much for your time, Unathi. Your time always appreciated on Radio Islam.
Always a pleasure.
Go well, bye-bye. Yes, so that is it. The situation in terms of the tourism industry.